This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury. Today I'm in the studio with...
Audrey Raj.
I'm Vinny Raj.
Producer of the day, of course, is Christine Wong. Say hello, Christine.
Bonjour.
We're with you all the way until 1 o'clock this afternoon. If you'd like to get in touch, we're talking about weirdness, or rather, what other parts of life has tech made a little bit weird? Do we have any messages over on Twitter?
No.
No. Do we have any messages over on WhatsApp?
No.
That's weird.
I feel like I'm doing some kind of, you know, auction. moving swiftly along to our next product for sale. AI and how it will kind of decide what movies you see next. Tell me more about it.
Yeah, so kind of decide, because Warner Brothers Pictures says it wants to use Synalytics AI project management system to help decide which movies to make and which ones to reject. And will also have some say during the green light process. Warner says the AI won't have final say, but it will help with stuff like predicting movies' revenue, gauge value of stars, so who should they hire, suggest when a movie should premiere, so like is it a summer blockbuster or is it would it make more money at the beginning of the year, end of the year? Couple of reasons I think this is very interesting is because one...
you love movies.
One is I love movies, but the other thing is Hollywood is notoriously old school in the way they greenlight movies. So on the surface, it's all very like cutting edge technology, new stuff, you know, very flashy, very colorful, vibrant. But the back end... It's literally just a bunch of out-of-date stakeholders making decisions, making boring decisions on which movies will make the most money. So for Warner, which is one of Hollywood's like oldest studios, to employ AI, that's a big deal. That's like a big step forward. They might still veto the decisions, but you know, just coming this far is like a huge thing. But also, I'm assuming if you allowed AI to decide which movies to make, then stuff like Joker would have never got made.
Yeah.
If you allowed like a machine to decide which movies would make money, then stuff like that, stuff like Joker, stuff like maybe even in 2008, if you said like, you know, let's make an Iron Man movie, it would have said no, because at the time it's a C-level character.
Well, I mean, just go further back. You can look at stuff like Home Alone would never have been greenlit.
Yeah.
Stuff like Dirty Dancing would never have been greenlit. I'm showing my age now. But no, they would never have been greenlit by these
studios. What about Blair Witch Project?
Blair Witch Project. Yeah.
But you know what this Synalytic sounds like to me is like an analyst, like a production analyst who's, you know, looking at the trends and, you know, what works and what's money making, and then just, you know, giving its advice. So is that all it's going to do?
I think it will. So I think the AI depends on how the studio makes decisions, which is why I wanted to play a clip by Todd Phillips. Todd Phillips is the guy who made Joker. This is an interview he had with the Hollywood Reporter Roundtable, and he was talking about the process of making the movie and how difficult it was for him to convince them to make a movie like this.
When we were struggling to get Joker made, which sounds funny because it exists in the superhero world, but it's really not one of those movies. In fact, it was greatly inspired by the works of Martin Scorsese and Sidney Lumet and other filmmakers that I sort of grew up worshiping in the 70s and early 80s and their movies. But we had a really hard time getting that film made, which seems insane today, now seeing how well the movie's done. We spent a year at Warner Brothers, and I saw emails back and forth, literally, where they said, does he realize, meaning me, does he realize we sell Joker pajamas at Target? And so...
Is that true?
It's very... Yeah, well, what you're saying, where... Doesn't the movies come first, the pajamas come second? Like, are the pajamas dictating the movies?
No.
You can't make your decisions based on... And that was my argument, of course, was we were really going to dictate, you know, movies based on pajamas.
Yeah, so those are like actual conversations. That's how studios decide which movies to make and which movies not to make. So even with that pitch, even with him going like, okay, this is the kind of movie we're going to do, you know, it's something different, something unique. I'm gonna direct it in a Scorsesean kind of concept. Even then, the studios are like, yeah, but will it sell merch? Like, can you put pajamas in at Walmart? You know, will it sell T-shirts? And if you feed that sort of logic into an AI or like a machine learning project manager, it's still going to tell you the same thing. So a movie like Joker, which has made like $1 billion on like a $30 million budget, would have never got made. So I'm thinking like in the future, if you let machines decide that much, like what movies would we not see, and what movies would we stop seeing?
I think we'd end up seeing a whole lot more of like your Marvel superhero, the stuff that touches on nostalgia for those of the current generation, you know, the stuff that we grew up on, because there is a lot of merchandise value to that. Like even when I go now to like to go shopping for my child, right? And they're actually like the kind of clothes that they put out there for kids, it's just screaming out to me and the kind of movies that I watched when I was little. So you know, like if that's all it's going to be, I worry for like the true creative process that these directors and these writers will have to, like, kind of sacrifice in order to do movies like that. That like this AI things that we want to watch.
Yeah.
What was the budget for Joker? Do we know?
I think it was something like 30 million, if I'm not mistaken.
30. It's 30.
Okay. Yeah, it's a very, very small budget.
Right.
Compared to like other blockbusters, it's basically an indie budget.
Right.
And it went on to make a billion in the worldwide box office.
So I tell you what, I watched Captain Phillips again last night. And if you don't know the story of that movie, it's based on a true story about a captain of a vessel that was sailing around the Horn of Africa. Mm-hmm. It stars Tom Hanks. And it was one of those movies that, written on paper, felt like... I can't see how this would do so well, but it went on to have 7 Oscar nominations. Mm. I think the budget was $55 million. It made about $250-300 million or something like that. For a bot to look at that and go, well, it's a true story.
Yep.
There's a book based on it. It's got Tom Hanks in it. The likelihood of it doing well is fairly good. But there's absolutely no merch value in that at all.
No. And even, I forget the name of the guy who played the Somali pirate.
Yeah,
so him, he was a limo driver.
Right.
So if you fed that information into like an AI, it would have gone like, you know, maybe you should cast someone else. Maybe you should cast like a big star, someone with a name in Hollywood. And we wouldn't have got his performance. But it's because they cast him. So that became a bit of a buzz. And I think he got like sort of props for his acting.
He was brilliant.
So, yeah.
What we would see more of, other than the Marvel stuff, would most probably be, you know, another 30 episodes of Star Wars.
Yeah, or Rocky.
Or
Rambo.
Or Rambo.
Or could we remake Commando? Or that would be great.
Or Jumanji.
What would happen to Steven Seagal if this happened?
We wouldn't know Steven
Seagal.
Yeah.
Totally quiet. Wouldn't.
The AI would have gone like, no.
Just like we did then.
No.
Interesting, though. I mean, if Warner Brothers are kind of adopting this, then are the other studios looking into, like, ideas similar to this then?
I don't know. So like, again, so Warner is old school. So the fact that they are doing this means that they see some problems in the way they decide which movies to make and which movies not to make. Maybe they looked at the last 10 years and went, the movies that we didn't think were going to make money made a lot of money. The movies that we thought were going to make money, like Batman versus Superman, sort of fell short. And maybe we need help. But I'm thinking, like, companies like Disney that still use a very human approach to the way they make movies, I don't think they care, because just look at their track record in 2019. Literally all their big releases hit a billion. So, you know, why would they have to depend on AI? I'm not saying they don't already use it, but I don't see like studios that are already doing well adopting AI tech.
I think the difference is that Disney know very well how to recycle their IP.
Weaponize nostalgia.
Weaponize nostalgia. They're extremely good. I mean, look at Lion King, for example. Even Star Wars, even though I've not seen the latest one before you start talking about it, I know there's a lot of nods and head nods back to former Star Wars movies, you know. And they're really, really good at that. And I think Warner Brothers, because they do these, you know, the stuff that they're doing with DC, which should technically be a bit of a head nod, is not really, is it?
It's not working. It hasn't worked as much as they thought it should work.
We've got a message here from Usher who says, AI will not give the green light to movies like Joker. That is absolutely wrong. AI and machine learning actually are being fed with this data that movies like Joker can be successful. The AI will take that into consideration and will become smarter as time passes. It doesn't have bias like humans do where... where scenarios faced by Todd Phillips.
Maybe. There is that.
Maybe it'll work in their favour.
Let's hope so. Interesting stuff, though. Nice little topic of discussion there. Okay, it's time for us to wrap up then. Of course, the topic of discussion today mainly was whether or not you'd be buried in a fungus suit, or rather, what other parts of life has tech made weird? That's what we started off with. We then moved on to our update, of course, from Jeff over in Las Vegas, giving us all the weird stuff from CES 2020, wrapping up with...
We spoke about how AI will kind of decide what movies you see next.
If you want to stick around, there is the Breakfast Grill replay coming up after the 1 o'clock news with Davis Chong, the group CEO of Solarvest Holdings. After raising up to 34.6 million ringgit from their IPO, Solarvest Holdings Berhad aims to tap more opportunities in the domestic renewable energy sector as it sees the industry to be relatively young and on an upward trajectory. The Breakfast Grill spoke with the group CEO Davis Chong to discuss the group's future plans and expansion strategy. That's all coming up after the 1 o'clock news. My name is Rich Bradbury. On behalf of Audrey Raj, Arvin Yuvaraj and Christian Wong, this has been Enterprise Biz Bites. Have yourself a lovely weekend. We'll be back on Monday, same time, same place at noon here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.